And that's country star Miranda Lambert in a more nostalgic moment, the song Automatic from her new album, Platinum. She's just kicked off her summer tour, and tonight she'll be stopping in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That happens to be the hometown of NPR music pop critic Ann Powers, although she is not going to that show because she's here with us at NPR West. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Renee. I'm very happy to be in the other L.A., not Lower Alabama, but Los Angeles, California.
Well, you did get to see Miranda Lambert play in Nashville last month, along with a lot of other bands. But you know, let's start with what's new in the country capital of the world.
Well, Renee, Nashville's absolutely exploding culturally. There is an amazing food scene. There's all these young entrepreneurs who are opening tons of little shops. The city is pouring money into the arts. So it's a really great bohemian scene. Mainstream country is thriving. Alternative Americana is thriving. The spectrum of music related to traditional American roots music is really at a high point right now in Nashville.
And I gather part of what you were able to do in those weeks you were there was go to the Country Music Association Festival.
That was a real thrill to be able to go to CMA Fest because it's a huge gathering that gets up to 70,000 people a day thronging the downtown streets of Nashville. And I got to see 50 acts in 5 days. It was funny because when I was watching Miranda play one of the giant stadium shows, I noticed a certain person playing pedal steel guitar for her, and I realized that it was Spencer Cullum, who is from one of my favorite young Nashville duos, Steelism. And they play what they call country soul. It's instrumental music. It ranges from surf music to kind of loungy music to Latin influence to straight up country. And they have a record coming out called 615 to Fame. And we're going to hear a really fun cut from that. It's called Caught in a Pickle. On another night during CMA Fest, I went to a much smaller show in a club called Third and Lindsley, and it happened that Miranda Lambert and Blake, her husband, were sitting just a few tables away from me. One of the really cool young bands that was on that bill is called Striking Matches.
I woke up this morning with the pounding in my brain.
Striking Matches is a duo, Sarah Zimmerman and Justin Davis. They met as guitar students, and they're really exciting not only because they write great songs, but because they're both just killer guitar players. Their recordings are multifaceted, sometimes very sweet and slow, sometimes really lively and biting. But you got to see them live to see this total guitar throwdown that they do together. That's one of my favorite things about Striking Matches.
And you've mentioned Miranda Lambert just a couple of times. Probably could have mentioned her a dozen more times, which makes it sound a little like everyone in Nashville has a Miranda Lambert connection.
Well, Miranda Lambert's definitely a team player, and she has great taste. So even though she doesn't live in Nashville, I often find her connected to younger artists or newer artists that I find exciting. One guy that I heard is Charlie Worsham. Charlie Worsham toured with her and Dierks Bentley. Right now he's out with Brad Paisley, and he put out a really beautiful album called Rubber Band last year. I was just really impressed with Charlie's grace, his beautiful voice, and his guitar skills as well. He's just an all-around artist.
Last time I thought about you in a wedding dress, I would have been holding your hand. But at 17, you promised things that you don't really understand.
So, Renee, you can hear that that song, which is called Mississippi in July, is the memory of young love. But it's not a memory about, you know, getting up in your truck and your painted-on pants and all of the cliches we associate with what people call bro country. And Charlie Worsham is a great example of how many male artists in country right now are not doing the bro thing. And, you know, he has this really singer-songwriterly way about him. And I feel like we're going to be hearing more of that in the future as the idea of country and the scene in Nashville continue to open up.
Ann Powers, NPR Music's pop critic, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Renee.
Oh, Mississippi in July.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.